At 2 o'clock this afternoon, the Electoral Commission will release the provisional results of the two referendums voted on this month. The polling told different stories before the election. The end-of-life choice bill consistently scored between 60 and 70% support in the polls, while the cannabis referendum hovered between 35 and 52% support. Ben Strang is our cannabis referendum reporter and joins us now. Hi, Ben.
Good morning.
All right, they weren't really looking very good for the polls in terms of cannabis legislation. Any sense that that might have changed in the last sort of week or two?
I guess we'll find out at two, but there are a lot of things that have changed since those pre-election polls came out, which the yes vote, I'm hoping, leads to a tsunami of support, I guess, for their referendum. Firstly, was the big push to the left in the election. When you consider Labour secured almost half the vote, the Green Party also grabbed 7.5%. In general, those are the voters we'd expect in large part to support this legalisation of cannabis. That's what the polls told us anyway. Also, consider that the ACT Party stormed home with nearly 8% of the vote, and this is the kind of policy you'd expect their MPs to get behind. Remember, it was their youth wing that suggested all drugs should be legalised. So that's step one. The election result looks favourable for legalisation. But step two is the polls themselves. And if the election polls are anything to go by, the numbers were a fair way off. Most of them didn't even end up within the margin of error. And so what happened on October 17 was a bit more wild than what we were expecting. Where the polls leaned more conservative, the actual all-important vote leaned the other way. So the Yes campaigners are hoping that that's the same when it comes to this cannabis referendum.
OK, so we get this preliminary result at 2 p.m. What then?
It's not until next Friday that the official result comes out, so we'll still have to wait for that. But if the majority have voted in support of legalisation, then the whole legislative process will start to kick into gear. Remember, this wasn't a vote that would immediately make recreational weed legal. You were voting on a proposed piece of legislation which was very much in a draft format and still needs to go through the full select committee and public consultation process. And, you know, that could take many, many months. So we're not expecting weed to be legal if it passed for another year or so.
Could there be further stumbling blocks before it was ever passed into law? How would the parties vote, for example?
Well, Judith Collins has made it pretty clear that the National Party is against it and wouldn't have introduced the bill if it was elected into power, so they'll be voting against it. But Jacinda Ardern, you know, while she wouldn't and still hasn't revealed how she personally voted on the cannabis referendum, she did say that if the people vote yes, the Labour Party will introduce the bill. We've asked if that means that there would be a bulk 64-seat vote in favour from the Labour Party and or whether it would be a conscience vote. They've come back to say it would be a conscience vote, there would be no whipping of votes, so this referendum may be going through the process, but it still has to go past that hurdle.
All right, so if there was a yes vote and cannabis became legal in the next year or so, what would be the impact on policing in terms of whether police crack down on people in the interim?
Yeah. The police are already taking a far more relaxed approach to cannabis than they once were. Possession of cannabis has essentially been decriminalised. The police are supposed to refer those people to health services, those sorts of things, for low-level offending rather than a jail cell. That may not have happened in all cases like it's supposed to, but I don't know that they'll stop policing cannabis offences entirely, even if those would soon be legal, but you'd expect to see some sort of directives issued by the top brass at the police to further back off from penalising people for these offences.
Ben Strang, thank you very much.